Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good afternoon, Drive. A little bit of NBA news coming in here, or at least NBA report. Kelly Iko, who works for Yahoo Sports, a national NBA reporter, saying LaMelo Ball has grown increasingly frustrated with the Hornets organization and is open to a trade away from the franchise. The report also says the Hornets are also increasingly frustrated with LaMelo Ball. I'm sure LaMelo would like to end up with the Lakers or the Clippers or somewhere out west. There's a part of me that feels so bad for Hornets fans who LaMelo is the first real box office. Kemba was great. Don't get me wrong with Kemba Walker. Mm-hmm. He was really only box office the last two, maybe 3 years there. LaMelo has been must watch since the day he got to Charlotte. And for a myriad of reasons, some of his own doing, now the idea that the Hornets could lose that. I mean, since maybe peak Jamal Mashburn, maybe Baron Davis, although I think Baron was in New Orleans all the way. So maybe Larry Johnson, the most bankable star they've had for valid reasons. Oh, I kind of feel bad for Hornets fans.
I just need Mac to play the audio of him going, ball, ball.
I said he's cooked, right? I said he was cooked. 2 days later, it
when
comes
you're screaming
out,
for the ball to then pass the ball after you get the ball.
Yes. Yes, that's not a good sign.
It's not a good sign.
Dion Waiters was at the top of the court doing jumping jacks for LeBron. I think it was 2 weeks later his ass found himself in Miami.
So you feel bad for Hornets fans here, I would imagine?
No, this sucks. And by the way, the kid has not played a full Hornets season since Borrego left.
I know, I kind of thought Hornets fans were coming to the conclusion, though, that he's probably not a number one on a team. He's probably a really good number two on a team. And so I don't know what you do with that information. But
I think they were just frustrated he wasn't playing a lot. Like, I don't think he's played more than 50 games since the end of the 22 season.
Welcome to the Ball family.
Oh, that's not fair.
Well, Lonzo doesn't play. I mean, he plays now in the Cavs.
Yeah,
But for 3 years, he didn't play.
Yeah, because the Bulls blew up his knee and then didn't take care of him. That's on the Bulls. That's not on Lonzo. I'll take your LaMelo Ball slander. You leave my ball alone.
The Ball family they have their family reunions at hospitals, Nick.
Okay, that's funny. All right. I like that. Thank you. 216-474-0092. Would you trade Darius Garland for LaMelo Ball? Now he pivots. Mary Kay Cabot was on with the Morning Boys today. We did play a little bit of her audio in the lead earlier today, but she had a point about Deshaun Watson's practice window and where Deshaun will be next year.
They do not have any kind of a deadline for opening up the 21-day practice window. In a perfect world, they would probably wait until the offseason to put him out on the practice field. There might be a world in which they decide, let's open up the window, throw him out on the practice field, and see what he can do. And I know he would love that. He would absolutely love that. He feels ready to go. But I think that they're going to be very, very careful with him. And he will be on the team next year. He will definitely be on the team next year. There are too many cap considerations for him to get cut or anything like that. He will be around.
So this goes back to the opposite of what we had in the Shador and whether one game should change the fate for him. Because there's the what should happen, and then there's the what will happen. Mm-hmm. I'm still praying for some sort of cap genie move that allows the Browns to cut Deshaun Watson this offseason so I don't ever have to see him play again for the Cleveland Browns.
I think when you hear something like that from Mary Kay, though, it puts it on the table. Oh, you're not going to love hearing this, but like it does, it puts it on the table, the idea that if they don't draft a quarterback...
You're rage baiting me.
If they don't draft a quarterback, your starter in 2026 is on the table. It could be Deshaun. Think about it this way. They never activate him. They never activate the window or anything like that and put him on the practice field.
So you save him for for 2026.
You do this whole offseason.
So you can do the passable thing that he doesn't suck anymore.
You do the whole offseason, and then you enter it. You could even draft a quarterback and then have the quarterback start behind Deshaun in this instance as well. Again, do whatever you got to do.
So another 700-day layoff for Deshaun Watson.
See how this franchise works, though? Like, I could see a scenario where they look at him, they let him go through all the different, quarterback competitions through camp, and then the reports come back that he looks awesome in camp, because he always has looked awesome in camp. It's been on the field that's a problem. And as long as he stays healthy, I could see a scenario where they actually do put him on the field.
Man, I got to be honest with you. If you would like Browns, listen, if he has to be on the roster because of cap considerations, I understand it. But Deshaun going into any situation as the starter cannot be seen as anything other than a disaster, especially if he doesn't play at all this year. I think you're right. I think if you're the Browns and you think, you know what, we're not going to take a quarterback, we're going to wait for 2027. Maybe there's another trade down that happens this year to accrue more picks into 2027 for more chances at one of those quarterbacks. And we'll take a left tackle and a wide receiver. And so that way, by 2027, everything's ready and raring to roll with that for that young quarterback. I can see them making that play. But if the play is then to turn around and your quarterback room is Deshaun, Shador, and Dylan, good luck getting anyone to show up week one next
year. They've been trying to squeeze something out of Deshaun since the disaster even started, and then it's only continued. Like, I could totally see a scenario where they look at this and say, we don't want to trade for Mac Jones. That's a second round pick. We don't want to do that. We'll just throw Deshaun out there and let's see how this goes.
I think the problem is, this is very much like the Kenny Pickett thing. This is very much like when they played Dylan Gabriel earlier. The problem with, let's throw this guy out there and see how it goes, is if he stinks immediately, there's really no hope it's going to get better, right?
No, same thing with this year, too. But I'm not necessarily convinced that this year or next year they're trying to win a whole bunch of games as is, though, and that's part of the problem.
There's a part of me that just
I hate a lot of what I'm saying in this segment, by the way. I really do.
They have to be too smart, right? They have to be too smart to understand you can't use Deshaun Watson as a bridge quarterback. You just can't. They can't be that arrogant.
They definitely can. We've seen them be arrogant.
We got to give them more credit than that. We're giving them no credit.
To give them zero credit.
But they have to get more credit than this. They can't be that filled with hubris and arrogance.
You heard how confident Mary Kay was there, right?
I know, and I trust Mary Kay's reporting on this.
There's more people that think the way not only Mary Kay did right there, but like when Albert popped on with us, a month and a half or so ago, and was like, so who do you guys think is the best quarterback in that room? And then was trying to make the case for Deshaun Watson, but then it was like Joe Flacco was still on the team at that time. So he's like, all right, maybe Joe Flacco is better than Deshaun. But outside of that,
I think
there are more people across the NFL that think that way than think the way that me and you think, where I think he's too broke. I think he's too injured, and I think he's broken as far as his body's concerned, and then I just don't think he's very good, but there's not enough people to think like that right
there,
now.
I'm open to the possibility that Deshaun will have to legally be on the Browns roster next year. If you go into next training camp, with Deshaun as the starting quarterback, presumptive starting quarterback, at some point, you are just spitting in the face of Browns fans everywhere. 216-474-0092. You heard what Mary Kay had to say. Watson's practice window might not open up this year, but that he will be here definitively next year. Does it feel inevitable that Deshaun Watson will be here next year? And could he be the starter next year, sitting and waiting for the college football playoffs in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.